Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Arrests on some college campuses as students continue protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Police arrested some pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Southern California last night. Hours earlier, dozens of students were detained at the University of Texas at Austin. At Columbia University in New York, Professor Farah Jasmine Griffin says she stands with the students.
I really don't want to see police and National Guard brought in. That's the danger. I don't want to see them harmed. I want to see them engaged. And some of my students are in here. I care deeply about them. They're brilliant young people, but they're young people who are just trying to make this world a better place.
A top House official is telling the AP that it would agree to a truce in the war and become a political party if an independent Palestinian state was established. But Israel would be unlikely to consider that. This will be a busy day for former President Trump. He'll return to a New York City courtroom as his hush money trial continues. In Washington, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a separate case. Is Donald Trump protected from prosecution over actions he took while he was president? Mark Sherman covers the Supreme Court for the AP.
The court will hear an argument in the case about whether Trump is himself immune from prosecution, and a decision in that case could come by late June, although the special counsel Jack Smith has asked the court to decide that case on a much faster time frame, which might allow a trial to be held before the November election if indeed the court finds that Trump is not immune from prosecution.
The AP's Mark Sherman. Norway's reopened airspace over the southern part of its country that it had to close for several hours this morning due to what it calls a technical error at the Oslo Control Center. This is AP News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Americans aren't giving birth to as many babies.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a little under 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023. That, according to a provisional count of 99.9% of birth certificates filed last year. That's about 76,000 fewer babies than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Births in the U.S. had been dropping for more than a decade, but when COVID-19 hit, births went up for two straight years. Now they're back down. Birth rates have long been dropping for teens and young women, but were rising for women in their 30s and 40s, a reflection of women pursuing education and careers before starting a family. But last year, birth rates fell for all women under 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. I'm Donna Water.
The Dow fell 42 points yesterday. The S&P rose 1 point. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election have been charged with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. Those 11 people who had been nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors met in Phoenix on December 14, 2020, to sign a certificate saying that they were duly elected and qualified electors and claimed that Trump had carried the state. Biden won Arizona by more than 10,000 votes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Transportation is cracking down on refunds for significantly delayed flights. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced at a news conference that airlines will be required to provide cash refunds to people who have had their travel or bags significantly delayed or their flights canceled entirely.
Importantly, we are also changing the refund to clarify that it must be by cash. It must be in cash by default, unless a passenger actively chooses another form of compensation, rather than the other way around.
Normally, airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. The Biden administration is removing that wiggle room by defining a significant delay as lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. Buttigieg said the measure would go into effect in about 6 months. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Biden says badly needed military aid will soon start flowing to Ukraine after he signed a $95 billion war aid measure. It marks the end of a long, painful fight with Republicans.
Now we need to move fast. And we are.
The Pentagon will start sending $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, everything from air defense systems to artillery rounds to armored vehicles. The package also includes military aid to Israel and a big boost in humanitarian help for Gaza.
And Israel must make sure all this aid reaches the Palestinians in Gaza without delay.
Also tucked into the bill, a provision requiring social media site TikTok to either be sold or banned in the U.S. U.S. officials say Ukraine has used long-range ballistic missiles provided by Washington to hit Russian-held areas for the first time. Kyiv had long pleaded for the long-range version of the missiles known as ATACMS, which nearly double the striking distance it had with the mid-range version the U.S. sent last year. The Biden administration had resisted, fearing Ukraine might escalate the fight by striking deep inside Russian territory. But after evaluating the risks, President Biden signed off.
The boss made this decision. The time is right to provide these based on where the fight is right now.
Admiral Christopher Grady, the nation's number two military officer, says Ukraine can use long-range fires to strike Russian logistics nodes and troop concentrations well back from the front lines. One official says the U.S. is making clear the ATACMS cannot be used to strike inside Russia itself. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Arizona is one step closer to repealing its near-total abortion ban. The Arizona House advanced a repeal of the state's near-total abortion ban, and it now heads to the Senate. It's an 1864 law that made no exceptions for rape or incest and received criticism from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. That comes after the state Supreme Court ruled Arizona could enforce the long-dormant law that permits abortions only to save a pregnant patient's life. Three Republicans joined in with all 29 Democrats to repeal the law that predated Arizona's statehood. If the Senate approves as expected, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Niger ended an agreement last month that allows U.S. troops to operate in the West African country. Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman Admiral Christopher Grady says that Chad also has questioned its agreement that allows the U.S. to conduct critical counterterrorism operations within its borders. Grady says that if both countries ultimately decide the U.S. cannot remain, that the military will have to look for alternatives to run counterterrorism missions across the vast Sahel region south of the Sahara Desert. The reversals have prompted concern that U.S. influence in Africa is losing ground to overtures from Russia and China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
British competition regulators say they'll scrutinize recent artificial intelligence deals by Microsoft and Amazon over concerns that the moves could thwart competition in the AI industry. The authority adds it's looking into Microsoft's partnership with Francis Mistral AI and the company's hiring of key staff from another startup, Inflection AI. The watchdogs also separately announced it's investigating Amazon's $4 billion investment in San Francisco-based Anthropic. Big tech companies have been pouring money into generative AI startups, amid growing public and business interest in the technology. But the investments have also drawn attention from antitrust authorities. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Russia vetoed a United Nations resolution calling for the prevention of a dangerous nuclear arms race in space. The resolution would have called for all countries not to develop or deploy nuclear arms or other weapons of mass destruction in space. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield is scratching her head.
President Putin himself has said publicly that Russia has no intention of deploying nuclear weapons in space.
Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia dismissed the resolution. He says the Council is once again being involved in a dirty spectacle prepared by the U.S. and Japan. This is a cynical ploy. He also said it didn't go far enough in banning all types of weapons in space. Thomas Greenfield says the veto begs the question, why?
What could you possibly be hiding? It's baffling and it's a shame.
China abstained from voting. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner more than a decade after Southern California returned the award. Bush gave up the trophy in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Heisman Trust President Michael Comerford said the Trust considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years that now make some forms of athlete compensation permissible. Bush amassed more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and scored 18 touchdowns in 2005. He received the fifth most first place votes in Heisman history. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. The NBA and NHL playoffs continue to heat up. We begin on the hard court with some incredible outside shooting by Miami Wednesday night, namely 23 three-pointers. Gethin Kulba has more on the Heat and the Celtics.
Miami bounced back from a Game 1 loss in Boston with a 111-101 Game 2 win to tie their first-round Eastern Conference playoff series at one game apiece. Tyler Hero was one of three 20-point scorers for the Heat, finishing with a team-high 24 and 14 assists.
Honestly, I thought we generated the same looks in the first game. Just guys, including myself, weren't taking them. And, you know, the talk amongst the team was to just be aggressive, take the open shots. If they give it to us, you know, don't hesitate, let it go.
Bam Adebayo and Caleb Martin added 21 apiece for Miami, which played without injured all-star forward Jimmy Butler for a third straight postseason game. Jaylen Brown had a game-high 33 points, and Jason Tatum added 28 for the Celtics.
And from Boston, we go west to Oklahoma City, where Dave Ferry fills us in on the Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Thunder are up 2-0 in their opening round series following a convincing 124-92 pounding of the Pelicans. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was among three OKC players with at least 21 points, finishing with a game-high 33.
It's all 15, 16, 17, however many guys we have on the roster. All of our main things, and when you prioritize winning, things like that come with it.
Rookie Chet Holmgren provided 20 of his 26 points by the midway mark of the second quarter. Jalen Williams had 21 points and 7 assists for the Thunder, who were never threatened after outscoring New Orleans 35-22 in the first period. Jonas Valanciunas had 19 points for the Pelicans, who again played without Zion Williamson. Game 3 is Saturday in the Crescent City.
One NBA note from off the court Wednesday as Minnesota forward Naz Reid captured the league's sixth man award, just beating out Sacramento guard Malik Monk. We move now to the ice north of the border, where John Lethierry took in Game 3 between Boston and Toronto.
Brad Marchand's pair of third-period goals led the Boston Bruins to a 4-2 win over Toronto at Scotiabank Arena. Marchand scored the go-ahead and eventual game winner 28 seconds after Tyler Bertuzzi tied the game for the Leafs at 2. Marchand sealed the victory, scoring into an empty net with 36 seconds remaining.
We were trying to get as much power play time out of that last minute, so you kind of see that we weren't attacking. We just kept cycling back. We were just trying to run that clock down as much as we could.
Jake DeBrusque and Trent Frederick also tallied for Boston as Jeremy Swayman made 28 saves in the victory. Game 4 is Saturday night.
Elsewhere, Anze Kopitar, the game-winning goal as LA defeated Edmonton 5-4 in overtime in Las Vegas, again over Dallas, this time 3-1. And off the ice, San Jose fired its head coach David Quinn after the Sharks had the lowest point total in the league this season. The day and night in baseball is next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A full slate of action in Major League Baseball Wednesday, and we begin out in the Bay Area, where the Mets and Giants had a matinee contest. Ryan Leong has the details.
Francisco Lindor hit a pair of two-run homers as the Mets avoided the sweep, pummeling the Giants 8-2.
It definitely feels good because everybody feels a part of the win, you know. So I'm just happy that today everybody was able to contribute somehow, some way.
Tyrone Taylor homered, doubled, and had three RBIs. Former Giant Sean Manaea pitched 4 2/3 innings with 6 strikeouts, and the Mets went 3-3 on their West Coast road trip.
Elsewhere, National League, the Dodgers had 20 hits, clobbering Washington 11-2. William Contreras had 3 hits, Milwaukee edging Pittsburgh 3-2, Cincinnati 7-4 over Philadelphia, Atlanta 4-3 over Miami, and San Diego 5-2 over Colorado. American League, Baltimore and the Angels were locked in a close one. Mark Myers with the recap.
Gunnar Henderson had a big day at the plate in the Orioles' 6-5 win over the Angels. The O's leadoff man had 3 hits, including a homer, scored 3, and drove in 3. He reached base in each of his 5 plate appearances.
Yeah, my number one goal is just help the team win. I was glad to be able to do that today and put some runs up. And I'm glad we came out with the series win.
Dean Kramer allowed 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings with 10 strikeouts to gain his first win of the year. Craig Kimbrell got the save, his 7th. L.A. starter Tyler Anderson took the loss, now 2-3. The Angels' Mike Trout became the first player in the majors this season to reach 10 home runs.
Speaking of home runs, Connor Wong had a pair in Boston's 8-0 shutout of Cleveland. Minnesota doubling up Chicago's 6-3 with the White Sox record plummeting to 3-21. Tampa Bay 7-5 over Detroit. The Yankees 7-3 over Oakland. Kansas City edging Toronto 3-2. And Texas 5-1 over Seattle. And in the only interleague game, the Cubs getting by Houston 4-3. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
The Detroit Lions have invested in their future, keeping a pair of All-Pro players under contract for the next 5 seasons. The Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth more than $120 million with $77 million in guarantees. They later came to terms on a 4-year $112 million deal with offensive tackle Penei Sewell, according to an AP source. Detroit drafted St. Brown in the 4th round in 2021 after taking Sewell with the number 7 overall pick that year. The $77 million guaranteed St. Brown is said to be the most ever for a wide receiver in NFL history. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.